Blog Talk Radio.
Will your heart and soul say yes? Will your spirit still say yes? There is more that I require thee. Will your heart and soul say yes? Will your heart and soul say yes? Will your spirit still say yes? There is more that I require thee. Will your heart and soul say yes? Yeah. 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 Praise the Lord, everybody. Happy Resurrection Sunday. Amen. You just tune in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Just have a couple of general announcements. Amen. We want to welcome all listeners to the show, whether by web or by phone. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the show today. Amen. Glory be to God. Just have a couple of general announcements. We want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. We are ministries without walls, spreading and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the world. Prophet Siobhan Rao is the president and founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. For more information on how to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, you can email Prophet Siobhan at yrao@gmail.com, or you can connect with her on Facebook, Prophet Siobhan Rao, and you can leave her a message there. There are several ministries under the leadership of Prophet Siobhan Rao. First, the Hour Power, every Sunday, from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The first half hour is the Prophetic Corner with Prophetess Martha Williams from 6 o'clock to 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The second half of the Hour of Power is Voice of Truth. I, Ministry Lane, is the host from 6:30 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Tuesdays, we have One Word from the Lord, amen, with your host, Prophet Siobhan Rao, and Pastor Joseph Rao at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. You want to get connected with One Word from the Lord? Amen. Because I don't know about you, but I need a word from the Lord, and I need a word from a true prophet. Amen. And I need to hear the preach word from a preaching man. Amen. Pastor's a preaching man. Amen. Glory be to God. Also, I forgot to say, on Mondays we have what we call the Moment in the Spirit that is hosted by Minister Michelle. You can receive the Moment in the Spirit for an offering of $25 or more. It is a one-minute clip that will jumpstart your week off with the Word of God. Amen. It's always an on-time word. It's always a blessed word. It's always an encouraging word, a word that will lift you up in your spirit. Hallelujah. And that's for an offering of $25 or more if you would like to receive the Moment in the Spirit. If you can contact Prophet Siobhan at the information that I gave to you earlier. Amen. And then on Saturdays, we have Without Walls Worldwide Ministries, Wild Radio, hallelujah, with your host, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew, at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. She's from Faith Comes by Hearing Ministries. Amen. So I encourage you to get connected to Wow Radio. It's a powerful show, a powerful woman of God, a praying woman of God. Amen. You want to get connected to what God is doing with Without Walls Worldwide Ministries and the Wow team. Amen. And also, if you would like to become a partner, a monthly partner with Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, if you can contact Prophetess Yvonne at the information that I gave to you earlier. If you need prayer, please leave me a prayer request on Facebook, Elaine Jackson, or you can submit your prayer request on my website at bot@yoda.com, and we will keep you in prayer. Amen. That's all of our announcements for today. Amen. Do hope and pray that everybody had a blessed day today. The message will be coming from Luke today, Luke the 24th chapter. Amen. Glory be to God. And I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father God, we just give you the praise. We glorify your name. We magnify your name. We lift your name up on high. Oh, Father God, we say hallelujah to your name, oh, Father. Father God, we just give you praise and honor and glory. Glory be to God, because there is no other God but you, oh, God. Our Father God, we just thank you for allowing us to see another resurrection day, Father. Our God, we just celebrate you today, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise and honor and glory, and we thank you for what you already done for us, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the cross that he carried. We thank you, Father God, for the blood that he shed, our Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we come praying today, Father God, that a soul will be saved, healed, delivered, and set free, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father God, we come praying that somebody will come out of the world of sin and live for Jesus. Father God, we come praying, Father God, that somebody will come back to the Lord, a backslider. Come on back to the Lord while you still got time. Glory be to God. Father God, we just pray, Father God, that you will heal those that are sick in their bodies and those that are sick in their minds, Father. Father God, and those that are dying in sin, Father. Father God, we just pray that you will bring them out, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just pray for healing right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just pray for healing right now, Lord. Our healing in the mind right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you for the healing, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we know that you can heal because you heal the woman with the issue of blood. So we just thank you right now, Father, for their healing right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for the sick and we pray for the shut-ins. We pray for those that are behind prison bars. We pray for those, Father, that are in orphanage. Father God, we pray for those, Father God, that needs a Savior. Glory be to God. We pray, Father God, that where they are right now, Father God, that they will come and call upon your name, Father. If it's comfort that they need, it's in you, God. If it's healing that they need, Lord, it's in you, Lord. If it's deliverance that they need, Lord, it's in you. Glory be to God. Father God, we give you praise for it right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we come praying and thank you for your grace, Father. We pray for more grace today, God. Our God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will cover your leaders all over this world, oh God. Our God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, that you will cover Father Javon and Pastor, our Father God, under the blood of Jesus, oh Father. Our Father God, cover the children, even now, God, in the name of Jesus. Cover your leaders that are leading your shepherds and sheep, oh Father, in the name of Jesus. Cover them right now, Father God. Divine protection over them right now, God, over their families, their homes, and their vehicles, oh Father. Cover them right now, God, in the blood of the Lamb, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Our Father God, we pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ all over the world, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father. We pray that you will strengthen them where they're weak, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray that you will keep them protected from all dangers, seen and unseen, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we give you praise and honor and glory for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray right now that every need of every person under the sound of my voice be met, Father, in the name of Jesus. For thou art Jehovah Jireh. Glory be to God. Oh, Father God, I don't know what the need, Lord, but I know that you know exactly what the need, Father. If they need food on the table to feed the children, if they need a bill paid, Father God, we know that you're able to do it, Father. Glory be to God. We ask, Father, that you would do a supernatural thing for them, Father. My God, hallelujah. Father God, we just give you praise. And we give you glory, Father God. We give this message back unto you, O Father, in the name of Jesus. We give it back to you, Father. Decrease me and increase you, O Father, in the name of Jesus. Speak your word, Father, that the voice of truth speak, O Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. All these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, glory. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. For he is worthy of all of our praises. Hallelujah. The message will be coming from Luke. Hallelujah. Luke, the 24th chapter. And I'm going to begin reading at verse number 1. And the word of God reads, "Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why ye seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words, and returned from the sepulchre and told all of these things unto the 11 and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalena and Joanna and Mary the mother of James and other women that were with them, which told these things unto the apostles, the women. Glory be to God, the women. Hallelujah. And their word seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. Then arose Peter and ran into the sepulchre and stooped down. He beheld the linen cloth laid by themselves and departed, wondering in himself at that which was come to pass." Amen. I'm going to stop reading right there, but in your own devotional time, I want to encourage you to go back and read the chapter before and the chapter after and this chapter so that you can get an understanding of God's word and what he is saying to you. Amen. The title of the message today is just the resurrection. The resurrection. Hallelujah. Here it says early in the morning. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That they had went to the sepulchre, and when they got there, glory be to God, the stone had been rolled away. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The stone had been rolled away. Glory be to God. I heard a preacher say one time that the stone was not rolled away because of Jesus needing it to be rolled away, but the stone was rolled away, glory be to God, so that the women, glory be to God, and that the apostles could come in and see that Jesus was no longer in the grave. That's why the angel said, Why do you seek the living among the dead? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah, ah, hallelujah, the resurrection, hallelujah. The Bible says that Jesus was born of a virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate. He was crucified, dead, and buried, and the third day he arose from the dead. Hallelujah, Jesus yet lived. Oh, my God, it was the resurrection, glory be to God, that brought forth life into the world. Glory be to God. See, the angel says that he's not here, but he has risen. In other words, as he has said, glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah. Over 2,000 years ago, Jesus paid a price Glory be to God for our salvation and for our sins. Hallelujah. When Jesus was on the cross, hallelujah, he was fulfilling the prophecy of the old prophet that had prophesied about the Savior that would come and save his people from their sins. Hallelujah. It was the resurrection. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus and the resurrection. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. There was Jesus. Hallelujah. They were hanging upon the cross. Glory be to God for our sins and the sins of the world. Hallelujah. There he was upon the cross. Hallelujah. With his hands nailed to the cross and his feet were nailed to the cross. And he was pierced in his side. And he had a crown of thorns upon his head. And he had been spit upon and lied upon and falsely accused. But yet, glory be to God, he went to the cross for the world. Glory be to God. The Bible tells us, glory be to God, hallelujah, that Jesus rose on the third day early in the morning. Glory be to God. And Jesus said in the word of God, hallelujah, he says to us that he is the way, the truth, and the life. Glory be to God. And that no man can come to the Father except through him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory be to God. See, his resurrection, glory be to God, hallelujah, brought life into a dying world. It was his resurrection, glory be to God, that brought forth life and light into the world that was full of darkness and sin. Glory be to God. It was his resurrection. Hallelujah to Jesus. That reconciled man back to God. Glory be to God. Because the first Adam fell in the garden. Glory be to God. And God sent forth. Glory be to God. The second Adam, Jesus Christ, glory be to God, to bear the sins of the world. That's why Isaiah said, glory be to God, surely he has borne all our griefs and our pain and our sorrow. He was sitting for us. Glory be to God, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. He took it all just for us. He paid the price. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah, the resurrection. Oh, hallelujah, glory be to God, hallelujah. The Bible tells us, glory be to God, hallelujah, that Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. Other words, he was saying, I am, glory be to God. He says, I am the resurrection. Glory be to God. If you come unto me, I can resurrect your life. I can give you a newness in life. If you come unto me, glory be to God. He said, if you come, I am the resurrection. I can quicken your spirit and make you alive. You'll never die in the spirit. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. He says, I am the life. Glory be to God. And I will give you eternal life. I am the living water. Glory be to God. I am the resurrection. Glory be to God. If you come unto me, glory be to God, I give you this living water, and you'll never thirst again. If you come unto me, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, the resurrection. Oh, glory, hallelujah. My God, over 2,000 years ago, he shed his blood for the world. But the Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. But you got to want Jesus. Glory be to God. You got to want to come out of sin and live your life for the Lord. Glory be to God. My God, my God. You got to stop playing church. Glory be to God. And get your life with God. Get your life right with God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. The Son of Man is soon to return. And you got to know Jesus for yourself. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. For he's worthy of all of our praises. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. One must confess with their mouth, glory be to God, that Jesus Christ is Lord. And you got to believe in your heart, hallelujah, that God raised him from the dead. And thou shalt be saved. That's what the word of God tells us in Romans 10. Glory be to God. You must confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Hallelujah. You got to declare that. You got to believe that. You got to have it down in your spirit. Glory be to God. And you shall be saved. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The resurrection was about life. Glory be to God. The resurrection was about Jesus. Glory be to God. He rose again on the third day. He yet lives. Glory be to God. He came down 43 generations. Glory be to God. By the power of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to God. My God, my God. Ah, hallelujah. My God, he came in the flesh, glory be to God, and he dwelled among us that we might have life in him, glory be to God. But the word of God says that the world loved darkness more than it loved the light. He came into the world, but the world rejected him, glory be to God. It was the resurrection. Hallelujah, glory be to God. But if you come to Jesus, if you come to him, glory be to God, if you come to him with a humble heart, if you come to him and say, Lord, have mercy on my soul, Lord, forgive me of my sin, I repent of my sin, glory be to God, save my soul, glory be to God. Ah, hallelujah, he will come in and he will save your soul, and he will regenerate, glory be to God, he will heal you, he will deliver you, and he will set you free. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus came, glory be to God, that you might be free. Jesus came that you might be healed. Jesus came that you might be delivered. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When Jesus rose from the dead, glory be to God. When Jesus defeated death in the grave, he did it for you. When he did it for your children. When he did it for your grandchildren. When he did it for your brothers and your sisters. When he did it for your mothers and your fathers. Glory be to God that all might be saved. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. He did it for you. Glory be to God. Over 2,000 years ago, but you have to make a choice. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The resurrection was done. Glory be to God. That man might be reconciled back unto God, because sin separated man from God. Glory be to God. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Sin killeth the soul of man. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And Jesus was sent. He was a perfect sacrifice for man. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Ah, hallelujah. The angel said, why are you looking for the living among the dead? Glory be to God. He's not here. He's still alive. Jesus yet lives, y'all. Hallelujah. He lives, he lives, he lives, he lives. He rose, he rose, he rose again. Glory be to God. We ought to be praising God and giving glory to his name and magnifying the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. For what he did for us over 2,000 years ago. Glory be to God. Oh, my God, my God. The resurrection and life. Glory be to God. It's only through Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He's able to heal you if you want to be healed. Glory be to God. If you want to be delivered, glory be to God. He can deliver you. Glory be to God. It doesn't matter what's coming against you. Glory be to God. You get to come as you are. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Where you are, right where you are right now in your sin. Glory be to God. Come to Jesus while you still have time. Glory be to God. The resurrection. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God so loved the world that he sent his son. Hallelujah. That whosoever believeth in him, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Shall be saved, but you must believe. Glory be to God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. The word of God said, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy have begotten us again unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Jesus is a living hope for you. Glory be to God. Oh, my God, my God. He is your hope. Oh, hallelujah. He's a living hope. Glory be to God, because Jesus rose again. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He rose again. Glory be to God. My God, my God. He rose from the dead. And that same power that rose Jesus from the dead is the same power that dwells in those that believe. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. My God. We thank you for your holy word. My God. His resurrection. Hallelujah. Brought forth life into a dying world. That's why the angel kept, why the angel said unto him, why are you looking for the living among the dead? Because he's no longer dead, even though they were weeping. And even though their apostles, the men, did not believe when the women had came to them and said, he's no longer there. But the angels have spoke to us and said, why, glory be to God, are we looking for the living among the dead? They did not believe. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His resurrection. Glory be to God. And his appearance, glory be to God, after he had risen unto the disciples and unto the women, glory be to God, that it was proof and evidence that Jesus Christ had risen from the dead. Glory be to God, that he was truly the Son of God. Glory be to God, he was truly the Messiah that was sent from on high. Glory be to God, hallelujah. Somebody ought to help me praise him now. Glory be to God, hallelujah, because, hallelujah, he didn't have to do it, but he did. He paid a big price, glory be to God. He shedded his blood, glory be to God, that we might have life through him. The life was in the blood of Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. He came down for us. Glory be to God. He didn't have to. But he said, will you pay me a body? And I'm going to go down there. Glory be to God. Pay me a body. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. So I can go down there. Glory be to God. And reconcile man back unto the Father. Glory be to God. That's why he says, I am the way, the truth, and life. The life. He is the only way to salvation. There is no other way. You cannot get in no other way. Glory be to God. It's only through Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. It's through what he has done for us at the cross, the finished work of the cross. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. For he's so worthy of all our praises. It was the resurrection. Hallelujah. What a blessed Sunday that was. Glory be to God. It was a holy Sunday. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We ought not to never forget that Sunday. We ought to live for Jesus every day of our life for what he already done for us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. For he's worthy of all of our praises. Hallelujah. We must believe in the one that God has sent. Hallelujah. He sent Jesus. And he sent him many messengers. Jesus was sent that you might be healed and delivered and set free. That's why he said, I was anointed to do it. Glory be to God. I was sent by my Father. I'm doing the work of my Father. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And he went to the cross. Hallelujah. He carried a heavy cross. Hallelujah. Because it had all our sins. It had all of our burdens and all of our griefs and all of our diseases upon him. Glory be to God. He took the beating of the cat of nine tails where it pulled the flesh from his bones, and how they pulled his beard and they spit upon him. They placed the crown of thorns on his head and within his skin, and they pierced him in the side and they nailed him to the cross. Glory be to God. It was the resurrection that brought forth salvation, grace, and mercy, healing, and deliverance unto the lives of the people of God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you don't know the Lord, hallelujah. Glory be to God. If you have said this prayer with me, hallelujah. Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. If you said this prayer and you honestly repent of your sins, be saved and change your life today, find your Bible-believing church, get your Bible and begin to read it and develop your relationship with God, a personal relationship, it's not religion. Leave me a message on, you can inbox me there. If you have given your life to Christ today, welcome to the body of Christ. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and do our benediction. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. God loves you, and we love you, too, here at Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Have a blessed week in the name of the Lord. Amen.